Colossians chapter 2 says to all of us, as ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. How did we receive Christ Jesus the Lord? Well, that may be, we may get some varied testimonies about that as we go through all the different people that are in this room. But I think we can understand what the Scriptures clearly teach about it. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, leaning upon Him with your whole heart, believing in Him, putting your confidence and trust in Him, that He is able to save you to the uttermost. Well, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, that's how you walk in Him, young people. It's the same. At this glorious place of utter abandonment, at this glorious place of repentance and cleansing, at this glorious place of believing and forgiveness, a mighty infusion of the Spirit of God comes into the life of the believer. God comes to dwell inside of you. Heaven opens up, and God takes you just as you are, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. God takes you as you are. And God looks down and says, righteous! Righteous! Amen? Oh, I remember that day when God looked down upon me and said those words. When He finished, I didn't look righteous yet, but I was righteous. If you'd have looked at me, you wouldn't have known it. My hair still was hanging down here. But God looked down as He saw my faith being put in Him, in my utter despair, realizing there's no way out of this thing except through Him. And I said, God, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Would You save me, please? Righteous! God said, righteous! Oh, glorious, imputed righteousness. But you know, young people, what that imputed righteousness does. It opens heaven up over your life, and God comes to dwell inside of you, and God is only setting the stage to impart righteousness into your life. And that is what God is after. He's not trying to figure out a way to get you to heaven. He wants to figure out a way to make you righteous. And that's the purpose of redemption, young men, young ladies. Not just so that you can get to heaven. God didn't look down and say, oh, how can I get all these poor people so they won't have to go to hell and so that they can go to heaven? No. God wants to make you righteous. Imputed righteousness comes by faith, just like that young man who was seeking and seeking and in his despair didn't know which way to turn, and in the midst of his despair he saw that it was in the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord Jesus Christ could change his whole life. And he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was saved that day. He was imputed as righteous. It was declared in heaven, this one is righteous. But oh my, that's not the end. Like Brother Moe said, that's not the end. Young people, now He wants to make you righteous. How will God make me righteous? How? It's the same. As you lean with your whole heart, with absolute trust and confidence in God, He will, day by day by day, He will make you righteous. Righteousness imparted. This is the whole purpose of redemption. To make you righteous. To make you like His Son. To impart to you the divine nature. This divine nature is received by way of the exceeding great and precious promises which are received and actuated in our hearts by faith. That is the leaning of the entire heart in confidence and trust in God and God only. These precious promises are actuated in our life by faith. That is the continual leaning with the whole heart upon God in faith and trust and confidence. That's how God wants to make you righteous. That's the only way you will ever be righteous. There is only one way. There's only one way to be saved, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's only one way to be sanctified, to be made righteous all the days of your life, young people. And that is through a living reality of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. No other way. No other way. And I thought about some of you dear ones, and I was so glad that Brother Mike, was it Brother Mike? I forget what his name is. It was leading up here before I got up. I'm so glad he asked how many have been born again this weekend. Listen, if you think there's joy and excitement in imputed righteousness, then that's great. You have no idea the joy and the excitement that comes into the life of the believer when imparted righteousness begins to flow in your heart and your life. Oh, young people, the other is a shallow look. It's a shallow view of Christianity. It's this fire insurance out of hell and this one-way ticket to heaven stuff. No, you don't understand. God wants to make you righteous. God wants to make you like His Son. God wants to implant the very image of His Son in your heart and in your life. And I tell you, that's more exciting than even what happened last night to some of you. Say, oh, Brother Denny, are you sure about that? You run down the road a ways. I tell you what. You think it's exciting getting born again. Wait till you get to lead somebody else to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's more exciting yet. And it gets gooder and gooder and better and better. But it only comes one way, young people. Only one way. Hear me, dear young people. It only comes one way. Only one. That same heart. That same dependency. That same humility. That same looking of the heart unto God in utter dependence and faith and confidence. That's how it comes. Isn't that easy? That's not even hard. Unless you have your own will and mind, plans, then it could be hard. But if you don't have your own will, mind, and plans, it is very simple. Just look unto Jesus and keep looking. And looking, and loving, and trusting, and believing, and leaning, and looking, and loving, and trusting. And you will be changed into the beautiful image of Jesus as the years go by, young people. That's what we want for you. That's what we were seeing last night when we were watching you get fired up because God was cleansing your heart. We were thinking, oh boy, the image of Christ is the next thing for these young people. That's what we were all saying. We were hiding in the shadows watching what God was doing in your hearts, but we were thinking all the time, oh glory, they're getting in the place now where they're going to learn to walk with God. They're going to glorify God like they never did before. And you can be sure the Lord Jesus was thinking the same kind of thought. Finally, I'm getting them in the place where I can make them into my beautiful image and their lives can glorify me while they're on the earth. Amen? That's what we want for you, young people. That's what we want. One man said, the look saves. The look saves. Like with the serpent on the pole, you know? Look at the serpent on the pole and you'll be healed. Yes, the look saves. But the gaze sanctifies. The gaze But you can't gaze if you can't see. Right, young people? You can't gaze if you can't see. And if your conscience is all clouded up, you won't be able to see. And you can't gaze if you don't see, young lady. You can't gaze. So keep that conscience clear so you can gaze. Because the gaze sanctifies and sanctifies and sanctifies. You can't gaze. You can't see. How do you see? You stand in that place of faith. You stand in that place of faith. Walking by faith is a twofold function, young people. A twofold function. Here's how it works. God stirs in you a vision, a witness by His Spirit. You respond by exercising faith, believing, leaning, trusting with confidence on that which you've seen or heard from God. That action of faith strengthens your faith. And God inspires again. And you respond the same way again. And that increases your faith some more. And God inspires again. And you respond again. And that's what Paul meant when he said that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. It's like God dumps it on you. You respond right, you'll get more. Then God dumps more on you. You respond right, you'll get more. Then God dumps more on you. You respond right, you'll get more. And maybe even someday you can walk up to a dead person and say, "Mate, arise!" And I believe that. I believe that can be done. I've never done it, but I believe it can be done. Thus, truly, the righteous, the upright man or woman shall be living and living and living and living by faith. The upright and the righteous man or woman shall be living and living and living by faith. To walk in the Spirit is to walk by faith. They're synonymous, young people. To live a surrendered life is to walk by faith. They are synonymous. To abide in the vine is to walk by faith. These are synonymous words. They mean the same thing. When Jesus said to his disciples, "You have seen how I have bore fruit all these days that I've been with you. Now I'm going to tell you how you can also bear fruit all your days, and you will bear fruit the same way that I bore fruit. I bore fruit because I did abide continually in the presence of my Father. And you will bear fruit also as you abide continually in the presence of me. I am the vine and ye are the branches," Jesus said. "As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, young people, except ye abide in me, in the Lord Jesus." It's just another way of saying the same thing. To walk in the Spirit is to walk by faith. Consider, again, the help and the hindrances to faith as it dawns on us more and more what faith is, what God expects of us. Consider again the help and the hindrances to faith. You get up in the morning. I don't know what you do when you get up in the morning. Some people get up in the morning, you know, they yawn a few times, flip through the Bible like Brother Moses said. Yeah, let's see, what should I read here? Ah, we're reading the Psalms.
read a couple chapters, put the Bible down, spend 5 minutes in prayer, go about your day. You're not going to walk by faith that way. You're going to walk by faith that way. You know what you need to do when you get up in the morning? Get out of bed. Go wash your face with cold water. Take a shower if you need to. And get up on that chair. And I do this. I do this myself in my personal devotions at times. You get up on that chair. I don't get up on the chair. You get up on that chair and you say, Lord Jesus, I love you this morning, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. I thank you that you died on the cross for my sins, Lord. And I praise you this morning that I've been washed in the blood and I've been forgiven. And I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit today. God, I put my trust in you, Lord. I believe that you're going to sanctify my life today. Oh, God, I love you. And I want you to change me today, oh, God. And from that beautiful place of faith, I build myself up in my own faith in the Lord Jesus. Well, you do that for about 10 minutes and then open up the Bible. You're going to open up the Bible in a different way. You open up the Bible standing on the chair, young people. You open it up standing on the chair, leaning with your whole heart in faith and confidence in God. You open up the Bible and you begin to read it. And I tell you, this book will sanctify your life if you will read it that way. But you've got to stay on the chair, young people. You've got to stay on that chair. That is the leaning of the whole heart in confidence and resoluteness in God and His Word and His character. And if you stay there and read your Bible, and if you stay there and have your time in prayer, and if you stay there and at times of fasting and seeking God, God will strengthen your faith in beautiful ways. And as God strengthens your faith, the witness of God's Spirit will come more and more into your heart and your life, and you will begin to start hearing from God. There is nothing, young people, more exciting than knowing that you are hearing God's voice right now. Nothing. There's nothing on this earth that can compare to the joy, the awesome joy of knowing God is talking to me. But you gotta get on that chair. And for a while it may be an exercise of your heart in the morning. But if you'll just keep on walking like that, soon it will just be a habit, you know. Just a natural thing. Just a natural thing to overflow with faith and confidence and surrender and blessing to God. You do the thing to build your faith and you will become strong. If you will be faithful and continue therein, young people, you will become strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I don't know if you believe that, but somehow I just long to be able to impart that faith into your heart to know that God would do that with you, even you, even you. You will become strong in the Lord. You will begin to believe God in ways you never did before. You will begin to get thrilled in His Word as you open it up and read it. You will find faith becoming a natural habit in your own heart. You will find yourself having faith to believe God for things you never dreamed of. You will see God answering your prayers in ways you never saw God answer your prayers before. And I'll tell you what, young people, when God starts answering prayer, it's not hard to pray. Is it? It's not hard to pray. I mean, if God's answering prayer,
Give me the list. Right?
You must do it all from that place of faith in God and in His Word. When you lose that beautiful place, young people, that beautiful place of grace and faith and dependence upon God, don't wait for 2 or 3 weeks. Don't wait. Get up. Get up now. Get up quickly. Get up there. Don't wait. Don't put it off. And you lose that beautiful place of faith. When all of a sudden the conscience, which is the eye of the soul, can't see anymore. And if you walk like I'm telling you for just a little while, you'll know right away when you can't see anymore. But when it happens, get up. Get up quick. Someone comes to you while you're standing on the chair. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Running the race that is set before you. Someone comes to you while you're standing on the chair. Maybe some evening and they say, "Hey, let's go fooling around tonight, huh? I'm bored. I'm bored. Let's do something. Let's go goofing around at the mall." You'll be able to say to them, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't go. I would have to step down from this place of faith where I'm standing. And I'm not going to get down off of this chair to go fool around in some dumb mall somewhere. I'm sorry, but I cannot go." You understand what I'm talking about? You know what I mean, young people? That's what Brother Moses is talking about when he said he wants you to stand. Stand on the chair, men. Stand on the chair. "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't go. I can't go." And you don't have to be mean about it. You can do it with a smile on your face if you're standing on the chair. Amen. You don't have to be ashamed, bless God, if you're standing on the chair. By the way, if you're standing on the chair, it'll rebuke them and they probably won't go either. Fooling around. You can have your fooling around. I want to stand on the chair all my days. Thought about some of you young people, you know. I filled my bucket too one day. I filled my bucket. Only it was about 27 years ago. I burned $1,000 worth of rock music. 27 years ago, I watched it go up in smoke, singing "Hosanna to the highest!" And I never went back and got any of that junk either. I'm not saying I haven't been tempted with it. I mean, the stuff was in my mind. I worshipped it like an idol. And I have to deal with my mind all the time with it. But I never went back and bought any of that junk again. Why? I'm standing on a chair, bless God. I'm standing on a chair. Oh, young people, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him continually. Taste and see that the Lord is good, young people. Let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again and again and again and again and again and again the foundations of the first principles of the doctrine of Christ, like forgiveness and judgment and things like that. Let us go on unto perfection and learn to live a life of faith, walking with the God who saved you and wants to sanctify you, continually. But know this, he that cometh to God, he that cometh to God, must believe that he is, and must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Young people, I'm standing here before you today, and I'm telling you, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And he's not a respecter of persons, but a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It is in your hands what you do. It is in your hands. But oh, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do. You're going to go on. You're going to move forward. You're going to walk in the grace that God is working in your heart. You're not going to go back to the way you were before. You're going to go home and change. You're going to change your priorities. Your mom and dad are going to wonder what happened to you. That's right. Not from the first day that you get home, but 2 weeks after you're home, they're going to be saying, I don't know what happened to that boy. I don't know what happened to that girl, but something happened to them at Bible school. You know what happened to them? They're standing on the chair and they're not going to get down, bless God. And the grace of God is flowing into their hearts and lives continually. And they're being conformed in the image of the blessed Son of God. That's what happened to them at Bible school. Oh, that's our longing prayer for every one of you. And I know that's what you want. Or you wouldn't have come here. You wouldn't have come. Remember? Wanted. Earnest, sincere young people who have a desire to seek God and learn more of His ways. That was the invitation to come to the Bible school. Amen? I know that's what you're going to do. You're going to walk in what God has given to you, what He's done in your heart. You're not going to turn back. You're going to keep on going. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Hebrews says, 10 verse 35, let us bow for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we all join together and pray to Thee. We love You, Lord. Thank You for saving our souls, Father. Thank You for opening our eyes. Thank You for showing us the blessed Son of God. Thank You for washing us in His blood. Oh Lord, we do lean upon Thee with joy. We lean with our whole heart, with confidence and absolute surrender. In Thee, O God. In Thee, O God. Oh, bless us, dear Lord, and keep us in the way, the fruitful way, the blessed way, until He that shall come, comes. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.